flag reminds us that sincere adherence to one's religion leads us to the abundance of jnana.
Of our beloved Bhagwan. Here comes the Vedam group hailing the Veda Purusha. The second in sequence are the delegates from the state of Assam, draped in the traditional Muga silk.
Next off is the contingent from the states of Bihar and Jharkhand, paying their obeisance. The Mahilas from Delhi and NCR, the capital of the country, salute the master of the universe.
Succeeded by the delegation from the state of Gujarat, welcoming their Sai Krishna. Up next is the state of Haryana, the homeland of Deepa Malik, who did the country proud in the Para Olympics of 2016.
Pranams at the lotus feet. Next are the devotees from the hills of Himachal Pradesh. From the land of snow-capped mountains, the abode of Lord Shiva, arrive the delegates of Jammu and Kashmir.
The cohort from Karnataka enter now, dressed in the Kodavu attire of the Koorg district. Mahilas of Kerala arrive next, draped in the traditional Mundu Veshti.
Contingent from Madhya Pradesh, the heart of India, offering their salutations. Following next are the women devotees of Maharashtra and Goa, dressed in the Navari sari.
Dressed in the traditional Mapan Naiba and Moirang Phi, we now have the Mahilas from Manipur. Order are the sisters from Odisha saluting their Sai Jagannath.
Advancing next are the devotees from Punjab dressed in Ghagra Choli. Welcoming our Swami is the next delegation, representing Rajasthan, the land of forts and dunes.
In this traditional Bhotia, Lepcha and Nepali attires are our sisters from Sikkim. Devotees from Tamil Nadu, come forth in the traditional Tamil and Chettiar sarees.
From the abode of the holy Ganges arrive the delegations of Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. With the West Bengal Mahilas, draped in Lal Pag Borut and Dhaka Sari, we bring the procession to a conclusion. Offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet, we welcome all to the day 2, session 3 of the All India Mahila Conference. Women representatives from all the states of the country came together in the inaugural procession to offer their pranams to the omnipresent, omniscient and omnipotent Sai. Proceeding further, I take the privilege of introducing Dr. Neeta Khanna. She has done her PhD in Sri Satya Sai System of Education in Human Values. Ma'am is a professor in the Teachers Training Department of a prestigious college in Shimla. She has played multifarious roles from the State Sevadal Coordinator to the State Education Coordinator. Member of EHV Trust and presently she is the National Coordinator of the Mahila Vibhag. I invite ma'am to present the report on deliberations of the workshops and future course of action.
My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Today, by the immense grace of Bhagwan, I have the most sacred duty of formally placing the report on the deliberations of the workshop held at the National Mahila Convention and the future course of action to be taken by the four wings of the Mahila Vibhag of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, India. With Bhagwan's blessings, we successfully conducted and concluded a half-day workshop on the four wings, that is education, spiritual, seva, and the youth wing of the Mahila Vibhag. We are also happy to introduce the Mahila IT team, that is information technology, and the disaster management team. The spiritual enthusiasm and zeal for serving Bhagwan in the Mahila delegates was vibrating with positive energy, not only during the conference, but months before, from the beginning stage. It was a tough call for all of us to limit the number of lady delegates from each state, as requests were overflowing from all sides with great enthusiasm to get the opportunity to participate in this convention. Each state was represented in this workshop by two members of the four wings, and each workshop proceedings were conducted by a moderator, a co-moderator, and a rapporteur. National coordinators initiated the proceedings of the four wings and kept the ball rolling interestingly. Questionnaires were prepared after much deliberations and circulated well in advance to enable the delegates to think, collect ideas, and give feedback in advance from their respective states and come prepared for further discussion. The purpose of this was to involve as many ladies as possible to bring ownership to the action plan, which would lead to smoother implementation. During the session, the questions were thrown open to the House for further interaction, brainstorming, deliberations, and fine-tuning of ideas. Bhagwan, the summary of the questions and the action plan for each wing is being placed at your lotus feet with a pledge to succeed in this noble endeavor. We seek your blessings with a prayer that you alone hold our hands and walk the path with us, as it is you who brought these questions, you who gave us the answers, and it is you who will make it happen. To begin with us, let us know the deliberations and the way ahead for the education wing. To expand this Bal Vikas program, several aspects needed attention. The objective was to find solutions in order to streamline the system. The modus operandi came in the form of several questions that needed to be answered, like, how can new people be motivated to join the Bal Vikas program? Few of the ideas that floated were to organize small events, bhajans, and celebrations at the homes of the existing students so as to encompass one and all. For another interesting query, that is, without compromising on the essence, is there any modification that can be made to the teaching techniques? Gurus gave their opinion. Making use of media and technology would be a novel innovation for rejuvenating the course and making the content more important. Further, it was proposed to explore the possibilities of having online training and study circles. With this action, an action plan was implemented. Have a database of the parents with their special interests and expertise so that they can be roped in for various activities of the organization. This makes Bal Vikas a family sadhana. Online material should be made available to supplement the study circles. Set up a bank for group activities, Bal Vikas Group 3 and alumni. States should also make it a point to submit value-based stories as a contribution to the Bal Vikas magazine every month. Constant effort should be made to groom Group 3 students as future leaders. A trophy always carries with it an aura of excellence. So, with us, it is important to think of a trophy to be awarded to the states which fulfill certain laid-down parameters, like innovative project activities undertaken by the Group 3 children, alumni awardees for excellence who have contributed to social causes, percentage of Bal Vikas children being absorbed in the youth wing of the organization. You will also be very glad to learn that a stupendous task has been taken in the form of a research survey to see the impact of Bal Vikas on children in rural and urban areas in India, and which will bring about greater transparency. Moving on to the field of love in action, hands that serve are holier than lips that pray. The Seva wing of the Satya Sai Seva organization is said to be known nationwide, worldwide, for their selfless seva. But there is a need for the expansion of the seva activities. We are all observing that many people are willing to participate in seva activities, but are unwilling to join seva samitis. Why? Participants expressed their view, saying that existing organization members should make new members understand the importance and benefits of seva. The new members should experience that united we stand. If they feel Swami's love through existing members, then definitely they make themselves accommodated and assimilated in the organization. Collating such ideas from the participants of today, Seva Wing brought out new ideas to the organization to the next level, like starting of rural vocational centers would help village Mahila youth to learn skills like training in computer, repairing cell phones, etc. Encouraging the village Mahilas to start kitchen garden, raise poultry, along with the tailoring and agarbatti making, supplements their much needed income. This way, on one side, tutors who teach them will become part of the organization. Emphasis should be given to the mother and child program too in every state. Mahilas to be actively involved in the Vidya Jyoti program. Beloved Lord has chosen Prashanti Nilayam as an institution to show us the path of how to go about. But with changing times, there are few difficulties that sisters face during Prashanti Seva, which needs to be worked out. Like number of hours of Seva, facilities at the dormitory, shortage of food in the canteen, training about do's and don'ts of Prashanti Seva. Sisters and brothers, we can glorify Bhagwan's mission by raising our standards both in quality as well as in quantity. Only if we do our seva activities in the samiti with the feeling of love. Nourishment of the soul is equally important. So now let's proceed to the spiritual wing. The workshop provided full opportunity for practice and constructive dialogue. When the moderator asked how to bring about a balance between workshop, home, workplace, home and service activities, a young sister with her practical experience says that as the healing process of spiritual upliftment starts at home, she would live to inspire and lead by example at home. 9-point code of conduct is her chosen mantra that helps her to bring about purification at home. When asked whether it is a constant reminder that we are sparks of divinity, when we greet each other with Sai Ram, an elderly sister said she believes in making an honest effort to practice Nam Smarana, which always helps to clean her inner self and is a beautiful and warm reminder that we are all sparks of divinity of the Sai fraternity. Responding to whether younger generation must understand the concept of modernity and women empowerment, younger participants beautifully explained that Swami purported moral education for the young minds. Through this education, concept can be understood in the healthy way. In conclusion, the members of the spiritual wing have come away with the following course of action. We men and women must realize our equality to complement and assist each other in our roles without any gender one-upmanship. Also, women must not be as a threat but as an invaluable added strength to the family. For empowering the soul, there is a need for positive thinking, healthy food habits, living a disciplined life, practice sealing on desires, conducting a self-audit before bedtime, 2 minutes silence each day. This convention has showcased that enormous power of women through their spiritual outlook, which was a good learning curve for one and all to be the messenger. The future of the country depends on the skill and the sincerity of the youth. So it is necessary to have enthusiasm and encouragement that can be generated amongst the youth. And so the questions that floated were, how can we reach the message of Sai to each and every youth to transform their minds towards Seva and our organization? Youth rightly felt that education in human values should be included in the curriculum of all the schools, and spreading of Bal Vikas program helps to achieve the task. Further, practically engaging themselves in Seva activity will enkindle their enthusiasm. What should we do to maintain a regular interaction and involvement of youth? For this, we need to develop platforms with motivational speakers and leaders which would clarify their apprehensions. And now, the way ahead for the youth wing. The issue of addiction is rampant, and this can be helped through awareness drive, counseling, group therapy, and involving youth into activities which keep their minds off addiction, be it smoking, alcohol, or drugs. Alumni of Bal Vikas and Sai Institute should be involved in outreach programs and given responsibility and independence to implement the program. We need integrated communication strategy to disseminate to the youth on the unity of all religions, human values, and sealing on desires, and call on youth to be the change agents. The myth that spirituality is separate from career and family has to be broken by communication. The youth need to be sensitized to the fact that spirituality is a way of life, be it in a family, life, career, or seva. Lastly, the Sai Mahila youth need to be given responsibility to be the spokesperson for the organization, to spread the message and be a change agent of the society. One other strategic area which needs a great round of applause is Mahilas in the field of disaster management. Bhagwan says, if women are given due recognition and encouragement, they will shine with brilliance in all fields and will serve the house, country, and the entire world gloriously, contributing to the welfare of the entire humanity. Glad to inform you that about 1,700 Mahilas have been trained in disaster management as of now. The major disasters in which our Mahila went, or the Mahila teams went into action, are tsunami in Tamil Nadu, earthquake in Sikkim, floods in Chennai, West Bengal, AP, Orissa, and Hudhud cyclone in AP. Mahila youth from Tamil Nadu went on to demonstrate rescue methods that they had learned in the course of training. The brief but scintillating demonstration given by them was a proof of their courage, confidence, and agility. All the participants in the session were exhorted to join and take forward this national disaster initiative through active participation in rescue, relief, and rehabilitation activities. Swami says, do not restrict your service within certain limits. Look for chances to relieve, rescue, or resuscitate. Train yourselves that you may render help quickly and well. Our Mahilas are ready with a smile, a kind word, a useful suggestion, some knowledgeable care, a pleasant reply. Once again, our Mahilas need a big, big round of applause for they have outdone the men in a typically male-dominated field of information technology. By Bhagwan's grace, an IT team was formed by our former All India President, Shri Srinivasanji, during Bhagwan's birthday celebration in 2009. Our most loving and dynamic All India President, Shri Nimish Pandya, who strongly believes in equal participation of Mahilas in all fields, included Mahilas for the first time in the IT team on Guru Purnima Day of 2016. He has set the theme for IT as Information for Transformation. For the very first time in the history of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, the entire Mahila conference program was registered using the Sai One app instead of the cumbersome manual registration process. I think a great revolution. Every person registered here is given the SaiNet ID. Close to 3,000 Mahilas could do this across the country, irrespective of their knowledge on computer. Isn't it amazing? Brother Sundar, National Coordinator for the IT team, has been a constant support for Mahila IT Wing, giving his valuable guidance and suggestions. The uniqueness of this program is that it allows Mahilas to work from home. Our government always appreciates the contribution of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization to make a better India. Another one such initiative taken by our All India President is Swachhata Se Divyata Tak, which takes government's Swachh Bharat Abhiyan to the next level. At the close now, to give an overview of the statistics of the strength of Mahilas in the All India Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, the figures are as follows. The number of Balvikas Gurus that we have are 19,430. The number of youth, 17,079. Number of Mahilar in the IT, 620. The number of Mahilas in the spiritual wing, 45,773. So you can see how spiritual they are. Number of Seva Dal, 44,865. So the total number of active Mahila workers in our organization are 1,27,767. Well, this is not an end, for every end has a new beginning. The baton, my very dear sisters all present here, is now in your hands. To take the torch of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, that is, love in action, to every nook and corner of India. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, ma'am, for your rich and informative report. Known for his light-heartedness and joyous personality, the next speaker needs no introduction in the Sai family. May I now have the privilege and honor of inviting Sri Nimish Pandya, the All India President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India, to enthrall and address the divine gathering.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, on behalf of all present here and everyone all over the globe listening and seeing the happenings at Prashanti Nilayam, I offer our sincere prayers to Bhagwan to bless us with happiness and peace and to bless us with the wisdom to be His true instruments to fulfill His mission of establishing unconditional love in this entire world, which is so much required today. We pray to Him to bless us with peace and happiness, and especially the Satya Sai organization members, so that they, through their inspiration, can help others to imbibe this peace and happiness, which is the inherent right of every human being. I stand here today in absolute awe of this great event which has happened in Prashanti Nilayam, the All India Mahila Convention, for the first time after so many years, the first such convention having happened in 2001. Yes, the question would be asked, why would a man All India President speak at a Mahila conference? But I stand here as a duty, first of all, to congratulate all the sisters who have so successfully organized this Mahila convention. I congratulate all the organizing committee of the Mahila Vibhag for having done such a beautiful job with such perfection and meticulousness, which Bhagwan would be proud of in all aspects. As the procession was entering from the gates, I was imagining the beautiful smiling face of Bhagwan with both his hands going up as every contingent passed by his divine chair. Such color and such beauty and such tradition can only happen in Bhagwan's India and nowhere else in the world. It is a treat for the eyes to see that such varied culture can come together in one procession, in one theme, at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. I congratulate all the delegates who have come here, because you have inspired us by your presence in Prashanti Nilayam, and the All India President acknowledges this fact, that the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, if it has lasted for 50 golden years, there is a great contribution by every Mahila member of the Sai organization who has done this and will always do in the future. Ours is a very unique organization. The Sri Satya Sai Seva organization has no parallel in the world anywhere, because this is an organization which is unique. It has its goal transforming self to transform the world. No other organization has this motto. It has another unique feature, that here we not only transform ourselves to transform others, but while we do this, we take no credit for this, because it is our fundamental experience that we want to gain, that everything that is happening here is happening because of our divine master, who is the doer, and we are only instruments, and we take no credit for anything that happens. Dear brothers and sisters, I've heard Bhagwan often say that the only barrier between man and God, where man cannot reach God, despite full knowledge and full expertise, he just is not able to cross his barrier and reach the divine lotus feet, and that is the sense of doership. I did it, I did it, I did it. Despite all the knowledge and grandeur of information that we have, when it comes to practice of surrendering to God and actually telling Him that, God, You are the doer and not me, we all fail there. But I tell you, in the Sai organization, I am proud of my sisters, because they are the epitome of that unique quality that Bhagwan looked in mankind, where our sisters have consistently worked for 50 years and have never claimed any credit for anything that they have done all these 50 years in the Sai organization. And to that extent, I do confess that the men in the Sai organization have a great lesson to learn from the sisters, that how this is to be put into practice, that we do not claim credit. It has been my fortune to travel the length and breadth of country in the last 8 to 9 months. And I stand in awe of my sisters in Manipur. When I reached in Manipur, I was told that sisters collected money from their own household budgets. They collected that money and bought more than 20 acres of land in Manipur and dedicated it to the Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba mission, which is there. Only the sisters in the Sai organization can do this, and nobody can do this. I stand in awe of that old lady, the grand old lady in the village of Babai in Haryana when I went there. When she stood there and she says, I never miss any seva dal service which I go to Prashanti Seva. I will never miss it and I will do it to the end of my life. An old grand lady standing there and talking to me in this thing. Only the women in the Sai organization can do this and nobody else. Go down to Kerala, go down to Tamil Nadu, go down to every state of this country, and what stands forth is the great sacrifice by our women devotees who have done this unconditionally, only for the love of Bhagwan. And we, as a Sai organization, stand in awe and salute all these women who do this at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. The exhibition which was put up, I congratulate every state for having done such beautiful work in the exhibition that I've seen. Women who have worked, such talent, unbelievable talent that is existing in this country. And the organization stands by them and will ensure that we give them the due place in the sun. All those artists, all those village, all the tribal women, sisters who are working, will all be given a platform. And we are working on a system whereby every state trust will ensure that this effort of the women does not go waste, but reaches every corner of the country. And we're going to work out a system so that all this becomes relevant and becomes a source of financial strength to all the tribal women and the village women who work in this system every day. I once again congratulate the organizers of the exhibition for a wonderful job done. It has been a great eye-opener. I know all my colleagues in the Central Trust and all the leaders who have been here have been commenting on it, that this is amazing work and must be credited to a great extent. Having experienced the great joy of having the sisters come for a conference here, I do propose, as the All India President, that 2016, 2017, 2018. In 2017 and 2018, I request all my brother state presidents that they will hold state level Mahila conferences and zonal level Mahila conferences in the year 2017 and 2018. And we will meet once again in 2019 in Prashanthi Nilayam, where I hope that I want to counter Sister Neeta's thing that a 1 lakh, no, when next time when we meet, we have a report that all over India, we have 1 million sisters engaged in the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization. And I do urge to all my state presidents that we'll all work together and support all our sisters to ensure that this number becomes the largest number ever possible. If I have to gain confidence on the two very large exercises that we've taken in the Sat Sai Seva organization, one is the Vidya Jyoti project, where we've taken 900 schools, rural schools, to uplift them in all aspects. And the next project of cleanliness is godliness, which is Swachhata Se Divyata Tak. I am confident today here. I know that the Sat Sai organization will succeed. Why? Because I know my sisters are on my side and they will ensure that this whole succeeds in every respect that we have. Not that my brothers will not help me, but I would rather follow Swami's philosophy and bank on my sisters more than on my brothers in that sense. I know I'm going to face flak from my brothers, but I will brace it with a broad chest because I know I have your blessings on the other side. Dear brothers and sisters, Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba is the most modern avatar that can ever happen to mankind. Look at his vision. The moment he declares he's an avatar, he sets the spiritual path. And what does he do? First thing he does is to start a Mahila college in Anandpur, telling the world that women's education is the foremost in the minds of the avatar of the age. We have two beautiful women's colleges in the north of India, one in Bhopal and one in Jaipur. They are epitomes of the symbol of what Bhagwan really meant for women and what Bhagwan wanted women to achieve. Bhagwan wanted our sisters to be educated and stand hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder to the men of this country to create the new world that Bhagwan wanted of a strong family. I was amazed to read in the discourse the other day that not only Bhagwan wanted women to get educated, she wanted women to work shoulder to shoulder in society, and at the same time he had the confidence that the women will hold the family together, but he also told men, please help the women in your household chores and ensure that you become a support in the kitchen and in the house. I tell you, we promise we'll hold the brooms henceforth in the house, and I'm sure all my brothers will ensure that if it comes to holding the broom along with the sisters, we will hold and ensure that we clean up this. I think that deserves a clap for my brothers so that they will do it when they go back home. Gone are the days when men can sit on the throne and expect the women to serve. Gone are the days when male chauvinism will take care and insist. Male chauvinism must die because there is only one Purusha on this earth, and that is Bhagwan, and everything else is Prakriti, is what Bhagwan mentioned. And therefore the pseudo-onism on men that have must be stopped and stopped immediately. At the same time, I had a young girl who asked me a question yesterday in the question answer session, that uncle, you speak so much, but you don't make women state presidents, you don't make women All India presidents. But the answer is very simple, dear sisters. I have seen, when Bhagwan was asked this many times, Bhagwan has been very, very categorical. For your information, if you don't know, the first Central Trust member was a woman in Justice Padma Khastagir, whom Bhagwan appointed as a trustee of the Satya Sai Central Trust. The second incident is Dr. Meena Pimplapure, who unfortunately could not come. She is the trustee of the Sri Satya Sai Trust, Madhya Pradesh, a great lady, a great philanthropist who is doing that. Bhagwan wanted to protect women. Bhagwan knew how important you were. And Bhagwan wanted that while you ameliorate and stand hand in hand, you should be protected, because the world today does not know how to respect women, was Bhagwan's very clarity. And therefore Bhagwan segregated men and women in the Sai organization. Not because of any other reason, of any bias. Because Bhagwan knew that this is the asset, this is the treasure that needs to be preserved. And till society learns how to respect women, they must be protected. The young lady asked me, why can't I become a convener? So we answered that Bhagwan never wanted women to take convenership, because Bhagwan never wanted them to interact with society in a manner where they could be exposed to troll, they could be exposed to disrespect. He never wanted that. At the same time, you are free in the mandate of Bhagwan Shri Satsai Baba to take up any assignment that you like and ensure that the protection that men will ensure that the respect is maintained for women. This is the background of what Bhagwan wanted when segregated women and men, because Bhagwan knew. Our sister Dipti Gaur yesterday mentioned that women have a great place. In professional life, women can face a lot of trouble. But to face that, the conviction and faith in Bhagwan was important. And therefore, education and human values is what's going to give strength to women to stand on their feet. And once they have it, there is nothing to stop them from working in a balanced way. But brothers and sisters, the best part of the Sai organization is the path of balance that Bhagwan always proposed. Bhagwan always said that men and women should work in a balance. Nature itself is balance. Life itself is balance. And therefore, the question is not whether women are greater than men or men are greater than women. The question is how in a balanced manner both can work together to achieve the world of peace and happiness that we are working at. And that is the mission of the Satya Sai organization. And that is goes to the credit of the women, that despite the great work they do, I stand in awe how they respect men in the organization, and how you stand by very quietly with the work of the organization is a matter of great achievement, and I acknowledge the fact that you deserve great credit for this. The dream of the Sai organization, yes, it's amazing. Bhagwan wanted that every home should become a Sai home. Bhagwan wanted that every mother should become a Balvikas guru. Bhagwan wanted that at the 10 10 feet distance, moment, anywhere Bhagwan, anywhere it goes, at a distance of 10 feet, there should be a Satya Sai Bhajan center where people can go and understand what is happening. If this is the vision, let's put our foot together, let's put our hands together, let's put our spirits together, let's put our souls together and ensure that henceforth as we move forward in the Sai mission, we fulfill every dream that Bhagwan had. It is for here, for us, there is only one focus and that is Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. I want my sisters to understand that the organizational authority, the organizational hierarchy, the organizational structure is only to support. There is no boss in the Sai organization. There is only one boss in the Sai organization and that is Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba and nobody else. All the office bearers, all the state presidents, the All India president, the trustees, whichever trust it may be, we are all workers here to support the cause with humility and serve the only one master, that is Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. With these few words, I do not want to take much of your time because you've really worked hard for 1.5 days, 2 days, and prior that, 2 months you've been working together. All I can say is, I congratulate, as the All India president, I congratulate my entire Mahila Vibhag with the bottom of my heart. And I pray that you grow multifold over the years that come so that you can make Bhagwan happy as you have done today in the 2 days. I'm sure Bhagwan, when he saw the 2 days proceedings, would have been very, very happy. I can imagine the smile on his face. I can imagine both his hands going up and blessing all the sisters for all times to come. With these few words, I look forward as a privilege to work with all of you, as all my team of state presidents and brothers of the Sai organization. We are with you, you are with us, and together, we are all together at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Jai Sai Ram, and we'll meet once again in 2019. And before that, I will keep in touch with each of you. I'm very happy that the young sisters have come forward to take charge of the IT. I'm very happy that the young sisters have come forward to take the charge of the disaster management. The world is facing a disaster and I think the best disaster management team can be the sisters of the Sai organization to ensure that they handle the disasters in the world, including what we face. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for your energizing message. When the Lord incarnates on earth, there are two important aspects to his descent that stand out. One is his powerful, enchanting presence. The other is the message that he brings. Adherence to the message has the power to manifest Lord in one's life. Next is the felicitation of such women who have dedicated their lives to the mission of Bhagwan. They stand as exemplary ideals as they practice and spread the divine message to the world. I now request Mrs. Ratnakar to do the honors of presenting the trophies of excellence to the awardees. I welcome Sister Amrita from the state of Odisha, Sister Suma from the state of Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, Sister Aradhana from Haryana to take over the felicitation ceremony.
Om Shri Sai Ram. It is indeed my great honor to stand amongst one and all and introduce you all to the eminent personalities who have entitled themselves to the Excellence Award. First, I would like to call upon Srimati Swadesh Chadha to receive the award. Srimati Chadha had the first darshan of Swami when Swami had visited Delhi in the year 1972. It was love at first sight for Srimati Chadha, who knew Swami to be God. In the year 1972, she made her first trip to Parthi, and in the year 1981, she was appointed as the State Sevadal Coordinator for the state of Uttar Pradesh. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I would like to call upon Srimati Ratna Subba to receive the award. Srimati Subba joined Bal Vikas in the year 1978 and has worked as the Bhajan Mandali convener from the year 1983 to 1984. She continues to be a guru and has been nominated for the post of State Spiritual Coordinator in the year 2016. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I would like to call upon Srimati Manmaya Gurung to receive the award. Srimati Gurung has joined the organization at Singh Tham in East District and started spreading the teachings of Bhagwan Baba as a Bal Vikas Guru from the year 1982. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I would like to call upon Srimati Pyari Munsi to receive the award. Srimati Munsi became a Bal Vikas Guru in the year 1972 at Bhopal and was appointed as the Bal Vikas Coordinator for Jammu and Kashmir by the State President of the organization in the year 1992. Thank you, ma'am.
Om Shri Sai Ram. The next dignitary we are felicitating today is Srimati B.R. Shantakumari. Srimati B.R. Shantakumari, who for more than 35 years has served as a teacher in the Educational Department of Government of Karnataka. The Government of Karnataka has recognized her invaluable services and has bestowed her the state-level Best Teacher Award in the year 1982. Srimati B.R. Shantakumari is an active worker in the organization since 1967 and one of the founder member of Sri Satya Sai Seva Samiti, Devangiri. Please put your hands together for our next dignitary, Srimati Basanti Pani from Odisha. She is the first state convener of Mahila Sevadal, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Odisha. She was also a managing committee member of Sri Satya Sai High School, Bhubaneswar. From 1983 to 1986, she was district Mahila convener of Puri district. Now I would like to call upon our next dignitary, Srimati Prema Nagarkati. Srimati Prema Nagarkati started a divine journey as a Sai devotee in the year 1965. She was a Bal Vikas Guru, district coordinator, faculty member for training Bal Vikas Gurus, and finally joined Bal Vikas coordinator for the state of Maharashtra and Goa. She was also state spiritual coordinator, joint seva coordinator, and also coordinator in education in human values. Next, I would like to call upon our next dignitary, Srimati Rati Vishnu Upadhyay from Gujarat. In a career spanning 60 years, she started by working in the Railway Employees Cooperative Bank in Mumbai till 1960. After that, she was in teaching profession till 1990. There's a big list of her contributions as a side devotee. She was a Balvikas guru, district Balvikas convener, Ahmedabad district spiritual convener, district Mahila Sevadal coordinator, Gujarat state Sevadal coordinator, and founder director of Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Mandir, Ahmedabad. Our next dignitary is Srimati Padmaja Devi Rajendra Nathan Nair. Srimati Padmaja Devi from Kollam, Kerala, has been an active member in all wings of our beloved Bhagwan's organization. She was a Balvikas guru and district Balvikas convener. Till 2010, she had been instrumental in staging various Balvikas programs from Kerala in the Divine Presence. Bhagwan had commented her on many occasions on the beautiful costumes that were designed by her for the children who were dance participants. Saira.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Now, I would like to call upon Dr. Vinita Singh. She is PhD in Sanskrit. Ma'am started her career with Rajasthan State Account Services. When she retired, she was the financial advisor to the government of Rajasthan. She had joined the Sai organization in 1990, and today, she is the member of State Trust. Next with us is Mrs. Vasanti Salyankar. She is an ardent devotee of Bhagavan and was fondly called Balvikas Amma by Swami. By Baba's immense grace, she made her first Parthi Yatra to the Prashanti Nilayam in the year 1967. She served as the convener for Mahila Vibhag. Now, I would like to invite Dr. Rajinder Kaur. She has done PhD in philosophy and she is a retired educationist. Ma'am is a former trustee of EHV Trust and former first state coordinator education. Next with us is Srimati Pushpa Khare. Ma'am came in Swami's fold in 1972. And since then, she has been associated with Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization in various roles related to educational, service and spiritual wings. Next awardee is Srimati O. Sumati Devi, wife of State President Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, Manipur. Ma'am is a retired associate professor, head of the department botany. She was awarded with the Best Mother title 2011 Manipur. She is the chairperson, State Finance Committee, Manipur. Lastly, I would like to invite Srimati Usha Bhatnagar. In 1987, she joined the Sai organization as Bal Vikas Guru and started taking classes at Teen Murti, New Delhi with 45 children. With the passage of time, strength of the class grew. Srimati Bhatnagar is a very good orator and takes motivational classes for the youth. Jai Sai Ram.
I would like to thank Mrs. Ratnakar for giving away the awards. Now, the Mahilas from Delhi will be presenting a musical offering at the Lotus Feet. This will be followed by bhajans and the Mangal Aarti. Jai Sai Ram.
Salutations, most loving Sai Ma. We are indeed ever so grateful to you for blessing us with this wonderful opportunity to sing at your lotus feet. We are blessed that Parabrahma himself chose to be our mentor, our guide, our guru. अपने संपूर्ण प्रेम और दया से साई मां आपने हमें अपने दिव्य संकल्प का अंश बनाया. आपका किन शब्दों में धन्यवाद कहें. आपके पावन चरणों में आज हम आप ही की कृपा से अर्पण कर रहे हैं एक सुरों की भेंट. हर सांसों में साई, हर प्राणों में साई. आज की ये भेंट आपके प्रति हमारे अंतहीन आभार का प्रतीक है. साई, यू आर इन एवरी ब्रेथ. यू आर द प्राणा, द लाइफ फोर्स इन ऑल एग्जिस्टेंस. द स्वीटनेस इन द सॉन्ग्स इज बिकॉज ऑफ यू. इन एवरी हार्ट देयर इज ओनली वन नेम, साई. ओ सत्य साई. साई मां, आपको शत कोटि नमन. आपके हर स्वप्न को पूरा करेंगे. दृढ़ता से आपके बताए मार्ग पर बढ़ते चलेंगे. यही हमारा संकल्प, यही हमारी प्रार्थना.
Sai Ma, Sai Ma, Satya Sai.
जब भी मीरा भाई पुकारती है, कृष्ण सब बंधन तोड़कर दौड़े चले आते हैं। हे मेरे हृदयवासी कृष्णा, कृपया मुझे अपना सेवक बना दो। आपकी महिमा का वृंदावन की गलियों में गान करूंगी और आपकी सृष्टि रूपी फुलवारी की देखभाल करूंगी। हे प्रभु, मुझे अपनी भक्ति, नाम स्मरण और दर्शन का वरदान दो। मीरा की भक्ति प्रेम और आत्मसमर्पण से परिपूर्ण है।
श्याम श्याम चाकर राखो, चाकर राखो, चाकर राखो जी, चाकर राखो, चाकर राखो, चाकर राखो जी, मने चाकर राखो जी, मने चाकर राखो जी, चाकर राखो, चाकर राखो, चाकर राखो, चाकर राखो, चाकर राखो जी, मने चाकर राखो जी, मने चाकर राखो जी, चाकर रहसूं पाग लगासूं नित उठ दर्शन आसूं, चाकर रहसूं पाग
भगति में जोगन बन गए,
भाव भगति में
govinda shyam re gopal shyam re mohan shyam re shyam 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 govinda shyam re gopal shyam re mohan shyam re shyam shyam shyam
govinda shyam re gopal shyam re
govinda shyam re gopal shyam re
gopal shyam re
gopal shyam re
govinda shyam re gopal shyam re
govinda shyam re gopal shyam re
mohan shyam re shyam shyam shyam
Our last offering today is a Sufi Qawwali. Dua tu hi, Khuda tu hi, har manzar mein tu hi. O Sai Allah, allow me to enshrine you in my heart and worship you, renouncing all at thy lotus feet. My Kashi, my Kaaba, O merciful Sai, is all here at your heavenly abode. Nothing else exists for me. Aagaz likha, anjaam likha. Maine saanson mein tera hi naam likha. Tujhse hi mera jeena marna. Main to hui teri diwani, teri hi diwani. O meri Saiya, O meri Allah.
बेसबब मुझको दिए जाता है देने वाला
हाँ देने वाला
हाथ उठते नहीं झोली भर जाती है
हाँ झोली
छूटे पर रब साई मिले हाँ जग छूटे पर रब साई मिले तो मैं रब दा बन के रहना तो मैं रब दा बन के
रब दा बन के रहना
पद 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 प
से दौलत
कोई मांगे तुझसे
विठला हरि विठला